Google pays pittance for avoiding £2 billion tax. Andrew Cass. State benefits and tax cuts for rich corporations, pay cuts and job losses for the rest of us. Search engine and advertising giant Google has agreed to pay £130 million in 10 years of back taxes. This is a derisory sum considering Google recorded sales in Britain for 2014 alone of £4.5 billion. The Tax Justice Network estimates it should be paying £200 million every year. This comes after tax officials proposed in December laughably tough fines of £300 for companies which submit their tax records late. For big firms, £300 will promptly be ignored. They will plow on regardless, hoarding vast profits to stow in offshore tax havens. And who pays for the taxes they do not pay? We, the working class, in the form of relentless service cuts and pay theft. We didn't create the financial crisis, but we are certainly paying for it. Meanwhile, the healthcare wing of US mega corporation JET has taken root in the NHS. It makes hundreds of millions of pounds in sales of equipment and testing services, and apparently pays negative corporation tax. Through tax benefits, JET Healthcare has actually made a net tax profit of £1.6 million, according to research by The Independent. This will come as an outrage to the hundreds of thousands of NHS staff, living on the edge of a knife, enduring pay freezes and job losses for years. We cannot trust the Tories' tokenistic efforts to clamp down on tax avoidance. Much can be done to improve tax collection, but closing the loopholes will always be an uphill battle under capitalism. We demand that all tax-avoiding companies be taken into public ownership under democratic working-class control. Nationalize the banking industry too. It is complicit in this extortion, providing safe havens for the boss's ill-gotten gains. Take it all off them, and pay no compensation to leeching, fat cat capitalists.